Now moving on to Myanmar, where the army chief there has defended his country's deadly operations against the Rohingya, urging the Buddhist majority nation to be united against the minority Muslims. General Min Aung Hlaing says his country does not and will not recognize the Rohingya as Myanmarese citizens, and the country has never had such an ethnic group. The military leader's comments echoed the government's stance on the Rohingya. And the Government Information Committee has labeled Rohingya Muslims as terrorists that have fled to Bangladesh in fear of being arrested. The United Nations says over 400,000 Rohingyas have fled their homes in Myanmar to neighboring Bangladesh. Turning to London now, joined by Mr. Masood Shajadeh from the Islamic Human Rights Commission. Thanks so much for being with us. What do you make of this general's comments and basically saying that they will basically never recognize the Rohingya having any rights there?
Well, this general and indeed the rest of the generals and indeed the whole structures and the government of Myanmar are the reason that this ethnic cleansing is taking place. These are international criminals who are systematically committing ethnic cleansing, and they've been doing it for a very long time. So really, I don't expect them to say anything other than this. You know, this is the speech and the logic of a war criminal and someone who's systematically killing men, women, and children. And the basis that they're using for this killing is the fact that these are not citizens of Myanmar. But even indeed, if they weren't, the fact that they are, but even if they weren't, does that mean that they should be ethnically cleansed? You know, this sort of mass killing of innocent people, it cannot be justified by anyone. I think the time of talking has come to an end, and we need action. We need action to bring these criminals to justice, including Aung San Suu Kyi. I just coming from a demonstration in Birmingham that Muslims and non-Muslims gathered in large number saying they want action. We don't want any more talking. We don't want it to be the obvious to be announced by international community, including UN, that this is a classic sort of ethnic cleansing. We all know this is classic ethnic cleansing. What the international community is going to do, what steps are they going to take? We are urging the United Nations to refer this case to international courts.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that update out of London, Mr. Masood Shajadeh from the Islamic Human Rights Commission out of London.